It's Sunday, December 3rd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is another transmission you can't afford to miss.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird here to stay. Is a new bird, he's singing a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Well, in the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
Thanks for joining us on this live December 3rd Sunday night transmission. I'll be here for 2 hours and the great Chase Geyser will come in. On Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Well, it happened all over Europe. The royalty, the globalists, the BlackRock executives, King Charles, are all trying to get on their big jumbo jets and private jets. And they got frozen so bad, many of them tumped over. They had so much ice on them. You can see some video of it right there, some footage. So that's what's going on. And even the president of the COP28 global government carbon tax deindustrialization plan said, you'll kill billions of people and put us back into the caves. That's a quote. And you've shown no proof that CO2 is bad. It's 0.04. Did you hear that percent of the atmosphere? It used to be a lot higher. Plants grow faster or healthier when it is higher. And they put off more oxygen than we're healthier. The earth has lower oxygen than that even a couple hundred thousand years ago, strangely enough. And they want to tax it and control it and shut it down, but not for themselves. So big news on that front. And King Charles, you know, saying we've got to destroy these technologies. And that would kill, according to many light estimates, conservative estimates, 3 billion people. Some of the higher estimates, 7 billion. So it is called feudalism 2.0. We'll be looking at that. And we have something even bigger, quite frankly, because this could bring down the New World Order. I talked about it a lot on Friday. And I was at a grocery store today, took my six-year-old daughter grocery shopping. We gave mom the morning off. And then I went to a local park she likes for 2 hours. And I was approached by three groups of people, even though I was sitting under a tree on the edge of the park watching her away from the people. And I had three different groups of people come over, families, and say, we love you, Alex Jones. In fact, two of the groups said, we used to be big liberals, but now we know it really is as bad as you say. And guess what? Two of the three groups and one of the people that talked to me at the grocery store, which just shows how viral this is, what do you think they brought up? They brought up the New Zealand head administrator over the government database on infectious diseases saying, conservatively, 17% of the people that took the COVID shots in the last 3.5 years there have died. Now, they've confirmed he's real, and they've now SWAT teamed him and arrested him. His name's not been released yet, but he's in court this morning. So this morning is right now, New Zealand time. He'll be going to court here just imminently, and we're going to have more on that. They're now in the news calling for the arrest of the lawyer and investigative journalist who was formerly a top TV host in New Zealand, and they're calling for her arrest. They're calling for all of their arrest, and she's now reporting from the road that they have also arrested the other secret whistleblowers that they worked with in the government ministry. They didn't just believe the head administrator. They secretly worked with two other major whistleblowers, and the police have now SWAT teamed them. And that broke about 11 a.m. Central Time, Texas time. InfoWars was the first major U.S. publication. Great job of Jamie White to have that out. Now it's all over the foreign news. So, and I'm sorry, the Navy officer that was actually over a whole area of databases as well, he went public saying a 900%+ increase in heart failure in the Navy since the shots began, the biggest in history by far. They've now shut him out of the computers and are looking to probably court-martial him as well. It's being announced. The mass murderers are running scared. We'll be right back. And I need to plug here because we've got Cyber Week going, fraud free shipping, double Patriot points, X2, the only deep earth crystal iodine. It absorbs straight into your body. Nobody else has got it. It's back in stock. Folks, everybody needs to get that. My new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed copy. That's a fundraiser. Keeps us on air. I want to thank those that have done it. I want to tell folks that have it, please get a signed copy or an unsigned copy. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We cannot do this without you. Plus, these are game-changing products, up to 60% off right now. Biggest sell of the year. Infowarsstore.com. Turbo Force and Brain Force, two different great nootropics, brain boosters, are both 60% off. There's so many other specials right now. But X2 is back, but it's selling out fast. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. More critical intel straight ahead. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Sunday, December 3rd, 2023. I am your dauntless host. Only kept in attack formation thanks to your prayer, your word of mouth, and your support. It is 337 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, and 50 seconds to the most important election, not just in U.S., but world history. So strap yourselves in and get ready. We're going back to the very front lines of the InfoWar. Now, live, uncensored, unfiltered, dauntless in the face of tyrants, and winning. All right, I have a lot of really good news around the world. Even more elections, more anti-globalists being elected all over the planet. The New World Order in total panic, just absolute hysteria at the COP28 World Government Carbon Tax Summit that's being held, as the president of the summit came out and told the press it's all a lie. They'll kill billions if they do this. It'll put us back in the caves. This is all a giant power grab. Elon Musk is now saying that. It's just everywhere. The president of the big yearly global government conference has come out and said it's all a fraud. Super important information on that front. They're also gearing up, obviously, for new lockdowns, openly promoting them. The UN says they don't want just China, but others around the world. A return to COVID protocols for all the mystery illnesses being caused by the injections. Pneumonia and swine flu, and the list goes on and on. They've got rabies scares going on. It's absolute, total, and complete fear-mongering. In fact, guys, cue up that Simpsons episode from 15 years ago where they need a new scare. They talk about the cat flu. Cue that up for folks. I want to play that in a few minutes. But let's get into the really serious news. I've been working on getting the whistleblower on this week, the big one from New Zealand, what we've been looking for, because governments have not released the national databases they have that show the numbers of deaths integrated into the computer system. Any tier one country, whether it's New Zealand or Germany or the UK or the US, the medical records have been digitized and are in one big system now. And that's tyrannical on its own, but it's an Achilles heel for the system, because if you can get those hard numbers, then you know what's really going on. The only country that released some of it, and that was a year into the shots, was the UK, and the Ministry of Defense that was actually over it actually said we should yellow card these shots. And the UK, that means pull them. We're seeing a major safety signal. Safety signal means people are getting hurt, people are getting sick, people are dying. So for those that just tuned in, this story is very important. It's gone viral everywhere, and I don't just gauge it off the numbers I've seen. And we're just some of the folks that amplified it. We didn't break it. It broke Thursday in New Zealand. We covered it Friday, and I went to a grocery store in a park today with my 6.5-year-old, and I had a bunch of people talk to me in the grocery store, but one lady came up and said, man, that's really incredible with that. I'm a nurse. This is, you know, so important. We're seeing the death in the hospitals here in Austin. Shook her hand, took the groceries home. My daughter wanted to go to the local park. I went and sat under a tree, was even trying to get people's attention. Park had some people, not a lot, but I was there hours, and multiple groups came up and brought up this. Some came over and wanted pictures and didn't bring it up, but at least two groups at that park and one at the grocery store. So imagine that's how big this story's gotten. And at first people try to say, oh, it's not real. No, then the New Zealand News Friday said, no, the government's very upset, and this person was the head administrator, and he is being misleading with the data, but they didn't say how. But we have the insurance companies around the world showing the similar numbers. So these are hard numbers. But this is from the government. He just redacted the names of the dead, but showed it to the lawyers and others. They spent months and months preparing this. So here's the headline, Infowars.com. Alert, New Zealand whistleblower who exposed COVID jab mass deaths was just raided. At least a 17% death rate. That's the lowest number. Some of them were as high as 25% dead within 1 year of taking the shot. And then they show databases going back decades. That's never happened. Anything near that's never happened. Some of them might have died of something else, but most of them died from the shots. How many of you listening had family took it and got really sick or died? We saw the explosion of deaths around the world, not during the first year of COVID, but after the rollout of the shots in all the databases. That we've got a database from the first year and the second, and it just shows right when the first shots, boom, deaths explode. Then they do boosters, boom, even more. So you've all seen that, and they're desperate to hide it. Then a Navy officer, who we now know who, I mean, he's put his name out up front, Mr. Mace, he went public last week and said, this is not classified, but it is for internal use only. And it was letters to the medical staff of the Navy saying we've seen a 900+% increase in heart failure, period. They've never even seen 100% increase. And we're going to play that clip again coming up in a little while as well. So, and it's not just the whistleblower in New Zealand. He has now, they've put a press release out, the Pentagon had his access blocked, just like they did the whistleblower in New Zealand on Friday. And I would look for him probably to get arrested because they want to send a message to other whistleblowers. Better not do it. Under law all over the world, in the Western world, if the government's committing a crime, doesn't matter if something's classified, and none of this was, it was just restricted, you get a medal like Daniel Ellsberg for the Pentagon Papers when the Pentagon knew the war couldn't be won but kept it going for year after year. He was a hero, not a criminal. So we need whistleblowers to be protected. But here it is. Alert, New Zealand whistleblower exposed COVID jab. Mass deaths was just raided. He's now been arrested. This is, again, out of New Zealand Herald. Police arrest man in connection with, and has a weird name of the government database, T. Wuta Ora Mass Privacy Breach of COVID Vaccination Data. That's the name of their national database. It's named after one of the actual natives that lives in the country. And they won't say his name, but they say that he'll be in court Monday morning, which is right now. In New Zealand. Data from New Zealand Ministry of Health shows that the COVID vaccines have killed over, the conservative number is 17 million, and at least most numbers show about 20. But an investigative journalist and famous computer inventor invented the mouse, the optical mouse, billionaire Steve Kirsch. Data from New Zealand Ministry of Health shows that COVID vaccines have killed over 10 million worldwide. Do you know how prestigious Steve Kirsch is? An entire building auditorium complex at MIT is named after him. So the reason I raise that is they've got Navy commanders over whole divisions of the Navy healthcare system going public. They've got top MIT scientists going public. We've got people over government databases going public. They've got a big problem. This is the Achilles heel of the New World Order. Overhead shot. Update, DOD blocks U.S. Navy medical officer's computer access after he exposed alarming surge in heart issues among pilots following COVID-19. Gateway Pundit, and it just goes on from there. Lieutenant Ted Macy, an active duty officer in the United States Medical Service Corps and whistleblower, has been barred from accessing his work and computer by the Department of Defense. And it goes into his role as a Navy health administrator and medical recruiter. And he's put out the information. And the article goes on. He was high level, could see it all. So, and these are internal memos with how it's sidelining their pilots for helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. This is a Navy memo that it's crippling, just like it's doing the airlines, with all the heart attacks and problems there, and strokes and blood clots and myocarditis. And so internally, the Navy's like, this is crippling us. Yeah, it's an attack on our military, folks, run by the people that run the Pentagon. So it just goes on from there. Here is the New Zealand Herald newspaper, actual screenshot of the actual newspaper about it all for you. This is all real. Steve Kirsch has put together off public data out of New Zealand, not just the secret stuff, the mortality rate in New Zealand, and it follows the same number in every Western country, ultra massive, not when COVID arrives, but when you take the shots. You can see those numbers right there, a 40% increase in overall deaths. We've got so much here, but man, these are heroes, but the system is so criminal and knew what they were doing that they're going to try to suppress now all this data. We need congressional hearings now. And I believe we will see them. In fact, the word is you're going to see them. And I mean big ones. So hats off to Marjorie Taylor Greene for getting that first big hearing going. And, of course, Senator Johnson. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Vaso Beats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is from The Simpsons 15 years ago. Everybody talks about how The Simpsons predicts everything. Well, that's because a lot of the writers that write there also write propaganda for the government that's come out. The CIA and others use a lot of Hollywood scriptwriters actually develop their plans. And the UN said a decade ago, a few years ago, they're going to use Disease X to bring in world government, world IDs, cashless societies. And they're trying to do that right now. But here's the clip.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles.
Just in the last 2 weeks, they've created a whole bunch of scares around the country, claiming cats have rabies, and all the cases they didn't. But they would inject hundreds of children in public schools with rabies shots, all to cover it in the news. They're literally running the PSYOP in our face. So if you just joined us, or you were already joining us, let me just recap this. Thursday of last week, a very respected lawyer and group of journalists reported that they'd vetted all this, and these journalists are known to us, we've covered their work before, that they had the administrator of the entire database in New Zealand who was able to look at the database and place it over with the names of those that were dead and create a spreadsheet. And they went and did it themselves. They didn't just believe the whistleblower. They then talked to two different whistleblowers inside the government that had confirmed it as well. They went public, and he said, I'm ready to be arrested. They'll probably come after me. And he broke down crying, but he said they've just killed too many people, and we can't let him do it again. It was an hour-long interview. He was there with a PowerPoint, all the documents, a bunch of journalists. He's been arrested today, which is yesterday now in New Zealand, on Saturday. And today is already Monday in New Zealand. He's in court right now. Meanwhile, a Navy officer at the highest levels over the database for all Navy pilots, both helicopters and fixed wing, got the internal memo that they have a 900%+ increase in heart failure, and a whole bunch of other things like myocarditis, you name it, have exploded as well. He's now, like they did to the whistleblower in New Zealand when they confirmed it Friday, he was real. They said he's been blocked in the system. Then comes the arrest. Think about that. Good chance they're going to arrest this Navy officer. Because they have to send a message, hey, you let us kill people. You let us deindustrialize, you let us shut down society, you let us depopulate, or we're going to put you in jail. Think about the boldness of these criminals. Here's the good news. And I'm not going to list all the countries that would take the next 10 minutes. But at parliamentary level, the national level, at the regional level, the provinces, you name it, in Canada and New Zealand, Australia and Europe and just everywhere, Latin America, the list goes on and on. Sweden, the Netherlands, Argentina, just New Zealand. They have elected governments that are anti-lockdown, anti-open border, anti-globalist. But still the bureaucracy is there. And in all these countries, though, the globalists still control the judiciary and their justice departments. The globalists have been smart. Soros and others in the CIA didn't just take over the U.S. judiciary, most of it, and almost all the district attorneys and county attorneys. They've taken them over everywhere. And so they believe they're above the law and can do anything they want, whenever they want, however they want. It's incredible. But this is how extreme corruption works. DOD whistleblower goes public, calls for investigation of new COVID vaccine injury data. That just broke 4 days ago, and now he has been basically relieved of command. They haven't said that, but he's been locked out of the database, locked out of his job. And I would imagine when he goes public more that he's going to tell you that I saw this, I went to my superiors, and they did nothing. That's speculation. But that's where we are. So we know they're doing this. Edward Dowd came on this show 2+ years ago. Very well-known stock, expert, and worked for some of the biggest companies. And what he did was do analysis of companies and an analysis of countries. And he said, I got a bunch of whistleblowers getting ready to go public that are at the highest levels of insurance companies, and they're seeing a 40+% increase in death from any previous year, including World War II or World War I. And the insurance companies have the best numbers out there, even better than the FBI. The FBI had some of the best until about 3 years ago, and now they don't even release their crime statistics, where they don't look at the top cities' crimes. Those aren't counted. And then Alex Soros is running around saying, oh, look, crime's down in the blue cities. Yeah, because they don't report the crime now. I mean, it's just total manipulation. But insurance companies lose their ass if they don't know the truth. 40+%. The average is about 44%. That's what New Zealand shows as well with their government data. Increase in the amount of deaths from previous years pre-2021. And every time a booster rolls out, boom, it skyrockets. The good news is less than 3% of people have taken in the last 4 months the new booster. So folks are not going along with this, or I guess 3 months. But this is incredibly, incredibly serious situation. And our hearts and our prayers go out for those who have been maimed and killed and their families, but also to the whistleblower who is in court right now. We don't know his name yet. It'll be coming out in the next few hours. Probably before the night even ends, because we'll be live until 8 p.m. We'll have his name, but it's in the major papers. They've arrested him. I'm going to say it again very slowly. For not releasing the names of patients or people that died, releasing it with their names cut off and with the government graphs showing at least 17% of people that took the Pfizer or Moderna shot were dead, as in room temperature, as in buried, as in cremated, as is gone, as is murdered. You think I like to get up here and say all this? You think I like taking on these killers? They've come after me hardcore, but I'm a man, folks, and I'm not a wimp. And I believe in you, and I believe we got to stand up for these people. So you got to face the truth. This is really going on. I'm going to show you Henry Kissinger documents coming up where he planned the whole damn thing. Now he's burning in hell. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. Have you shared those coordinates, the coordinates of freedom? Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Vaso Beats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Body's about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down while you still can. At InfoWarsStore.com, research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got breaking news. Last segment I said I would imagine, because he's going into court any minute now in New Zealand, because they're a day ahead of us, that we would find out the name of the whistleblower. Steve Kirsch, investigative journalist, has talked to him last week. He has been arrested, and we can now say his name. It's been released. Liz Gunn, the lawyer and former top TV presenter over there on national television, she is on the run. They're trying to arrest her. They've arrested other whistleblowers, and his name is Barry Young. We'll put on screen Barry Young's face, the whistleblower, who 6 months ago went to the journalists, went to the lawyers, let them see the data. They crunched it. They released it last Thursday. And Barry Young is a hero. Now, what they're going to do, watch this. I know how their operations work. They're going to put him in solitary confinement. They're not going to feed him. They may even shoot him up with sodium pentothal. I'm serious, folks. These are mass murderers. They'll do anything. They have special units in the police in every major jurisdiction that are criminal, not the regular police. And they even Jeffrey Epstein as a message, you know, break his neck. And it didn't matter if the coroner says it's broken in three spots, like Epstein will say he hung himself. I'm serious. I'll say that. We should be praying for this man, because they want to send a message to all other whistleblowers. Then they'll go into the hundreds of thousands dead just in their area, and they'll find a few people that have Stockholm syndrome and say, well, now, how are they going to know it's their family that died? He didn't put the names out. they're already doing it, so I know they're going to do it. They're in the New Zealand Herald going, well, some of the families are mad. How dare them say that their father or mother or son or daughter died or neighbor from the shot? And so they'll use a few cherry-picked examples of somebody that was already terminally ill, they shot up, who died. We're not saying some of the people didn't die for something else. We're saying there's an explosion on the graph in every country that did it, and we know that. And the FDA said in October 2000, we predict massive heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, strokes, cancer, which it happened. Pull up the FDA document, please. It's on the FDA's website. The crew will pull it up. So that's how they're going to do it, is by focusing on, well, my dad, you know, had a triple bypass and, you know, he died 1 week after the shot. We think he died of a heart attack. Probably did from surgery. But it doesn't get rid of the giant graph with the thousands and thousands and thousands dying every few days when they gave the shots out. That's how they're going to try to manipulate this. I've seen this over and over again. But they said the shot protected you. It didn't. They blocked the therapeutics. They lied. They lied about where the vaccine or where the virus came from. We know the truth, and it's going to be whistleblowers that bring them down. There it is. FDA safety surveillance COVID-19 vaccines draft working list of possible adverse events subject to change. That was put out 3 months before the shots began, and it's all on it. You can go to the FDA website and read it for yourself. They knew. And you ask, why would they put that out? Well, there's a lot of good people in the system. Dr. Michael Yeadon retired from Pfizer, the head of their infectious disease section, years ago. And then he went public around the same time saying it's going to cause this because they're scientists that study this and they know what's going on. So, breaking. Steve Kirst has just been informed by Liz Gunn, has had to flee for her safety. They're now arresting not just the main whistleblower, but others. He can now release his name. His name is Barry Young. He's a hero for exposing the truth. More to come. And I would get Steve Kirsch on tomorrow, but he is testifying to the UK Parliament in the main House of Commons in just 5 or 6 hours. 9 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, so do the math. There's 6 hours ahead of us. So we're fighting. We're on the field, ladies and gentlemen, and they're not going to suppress this. But what could they do? If they left the guy alone, it might have just blown over. Probably not. But by going after him, it'll only make it bigger. But their calculus is we've got to intimidate these whistleblowers. So I'm predicting, unless there's major heat put on them, this Navy commander that's gone public with data even worse, I mean, a 900+% increase, it's like 976% increase in total heart failure after the shots in young people in the military. They've never seen 100% increase, he breaks down. So, come on, people. It's the Navy internally saying we're having trouble putting helicopter and fixed-wing aircraft, you know, Harrier and F-18 pilots out there because they're having heart failure. They're dying. 35-year-old men are dropping dead, just like all the sports people you see. The little kids, now they're running TV ads in the U.S. and Europe and Canada. Oh, it's normal for kids to have heart attacks. It's on the side of buses. No, it's not. There it is. Barry Young, the New Zealand Oracle DBA, who leaked the vaccination records, run an Oracle system, was arrested and charged with assessing a computer system. That's 2 minutes ago this broke. For a dishonest purpose and will appear in Wellington District Court today. The police want him jailed without bail. But he doesn't look like he's down. He knows he did the right thing. That's a hero right there. You want to see what it looks like? It's been studied throughout history that it takes more courage morally to go against the mainstream than to charge machine gun nests. Put Barry back on screen. Barry Young. You know, the John Birch Society was founded after the CIA shut up our troops and others in China and helped Mao Zedong come to power and sabotage Chiang Kai-shek. And that organization did a great job. Anything happens to Barry Young, we need the Barry Young Society. That's a hero. Look at it. Look what he looks like. Look at him. Look at it. Put up Mr. Mace. Mr. Mace, put him up on screen. Let's look at what real men look like here today. Let's look at the Navy commander. You know they're going to try to arrest him. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Carrying out their evil against you. But now that he's in jail, they want no bail. They don't want him out there talking. They want to break him. Solitary confinement, no food. So he comes out and says he's a liar. When we have the damn numbers, we already know. This is a 9-minute boil down. The full video is at Infowars.com, Band.Up Video. I'm going to have it taken from Band.Up Video. The hour plus, hour 5-minute breakdown. I'm going to have it posted under the live show feed right now by the great Jamie White that's here with us on Sunday night. We're going to have it all linked up there as well so you can share it from Twitter. Anywhere else is being censored. So which one about Musk, but he's a hero for allowing this much free speech. Just as Tucker Carlson pointed out, said pray for Elon Musk's safety because his dad's worried they're going to kill him as well. This is real, folks. Got to decide which side you're on. So here's a 9-minute boil down of the man now in a jail cell, and I bet my bottom dollar they're going to torture him. Here it is.
Right. Well, I was involved with building a project, helped with implementing a vaccine payment system for our providers. It's called a pay-per-dose system. So it means that every time someone gets vaccinated, they get a payment for it as a provider. And
Hit pause and start at the beginning. Remember what came out a few months ago in the U.S.? $100,000+ for every 200 children under the age of 2 they inject with the COVID shot. That's what the pediatricians are being paid. As a bounty. What's it doing? Sterilizing them. The vast majority of them. That's its main tactic, but it also has the side effects of death and illness. This is so deadly. Premature aging. It sends in a protein gene to cut it off right at the key receptor site. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is it. They did it, folks. And so here he is talking about the payments. The government pays Big Pharma, and then Big Pharma pays the government back and hospitals back. Remember the $53,000 for everybody they put on a ventilator? They knew it would kill them? Start it over. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I was involved with building a project, helped with implementing a vaccine payment system for our providers. It's called a pay-per-dose system. So it means that every time someone gets vaccinated, they get a payment for it as a provider. And I helped build it. I implemented it. And when I was looking at the data, which is part of my job, I noticed some discrepancies with the dates of death, people dying within a week of being vaccinated.
So what did you notice when you first started to look at this data as you were building it?
Well, as soon as the system went live, we noticed that people were dying almost straight away after being injected. So that sort of prompted my curiosity a bit, and So I dug a little deeper, and I am a scientist by nature. I love science. It's my all-time favorite. I've got a master's degree in science.
Nobody
knows this data. Nobody but me in New Zealand has seen this data. Now I'm giving it to the world.
Explain why. Explain that.
Because it's a payment system, and I'm the database administrator for it. I'm the only one. Because New Zealand is a small country, you can get away with one database administrator to do this. So I'm in a unique position in the world, and because New Zealand is a tier one country with really good IT, I was able to manage and build the system and as be the only database administrator needed to look after it. In other countries like America or Britain, you'd need a whole team of people. So it would be very difficult for one person to get access to all of this information. But in New Zealand, because of the size and because it's got really good IT, I happen to be the one.
A lot of people want to know, what was my batch? What can you do to help Kiwis with that?
Okay, so what I did with the data was look at the top 10 batches that had a high death count, a high mortality rate, and I put them on a chart, which you can see up there. So it's got a batch ID, which is our internal number for a batch, but you can easily get the Pfizer batch ID from that. It shouldn't be too difficult.
Tell us more about that, because a lot of people will say, hey, that's only the top 10. I want to know my batch. What would you advise?
Yep, you can do that. There's a website, Find My Batch, for the whole world that can actually find that. We can list this on a website, the whole number of batches. There are 119 individual batches so far in New Zealand, 119.
Of the Pfizer?
Of the Pfizer. Actually, no, of all of them, because we have Moderna, we have AstraZeneca, but they're only few and far between. Mostly it's Pfizer. Mostly it's Pfizer in New Zealand.
So people can find that?
Yeah.
Find my batch?
Yes, they should
we'll
be able
details.
To, yes.
Hello.
So what I did was our internal batch ID, I counted the number of vaccinated within that batch, and then I found out who was dead.
Wow, let's have a look.
And so we then look at the percentage of the ratio.
So do we know if these are all Pfizer, the top 10?
Yes, they are.
And this is Pfizer's batch number one. We've had 711 from batch number one vaccinated. 152 of those died, which makes a 21%
percentage, yeah.
Mortality rate. They are high. Now,
there are different ways to look at the data. You can slice it and dice it. So another way I looked at it was, are the vaccinators themselves, what are they doing? Are we looking at some who have got a higher mortality rate than others? And sure enough, if we look at the next one, unfortunately there are. So what we have here are the top 10 vaccinators who have the highest ratios of mortality.
Privacy reasons, we have redacted the names of those jabbed and the names of those jabbing.
Yeah, we have to.
We have, yeah. We have to. So we've just called it Vaccinator 1.
Yeah, but these are individuals. These are real people. These are real numbers. This is government data. So the top V1 has vaccinated 246 people. And 60 of them are now no longer with us.
That is nearly 25%.
Nearly one in four that person vaccinated is now dead. And you can come up with any number of reasons for it, but this should never happen. This should never happen. If they were all doing their job correctly, if there's a normal vaccine, it would be 0.75.
And if you were arguing, okay, there was one vaccinator who was incompetent, not doing the job properly, that's an aberration. But look at the other numbers.
Yeah.
So it looks, then we start to say, what is it they were putting into people's bodies? Because the uniformity is what they were putting in. Look at this one. Yeah. 621 by vaccinator, the third highest vaccinator. 621, 104 people dead. Nearly 17% of the people they jabbed.
Yeah. And unless they've gone round terminally ill cancer wards and injecting people who they know are going to die, then there is no other explanation for this data. And why would they be doing that anyway? You know, it doesn't make any sense. The vaccine is meant to protect those people. On the left there, the big red line, is the Christchurch earthquake event. So that is the outlier, and that's a lot of people died on that day. From there, the next line where you get more than 120 people dying is sometime 2012. Then you get nothing for a year. 2013 doesn't have any. 2014, you got a couple. Then nothing. 2016, you got one. Then nothing until 2018, where you get a whole cluster, that's probably due to a flu epidemic, because all these spikes that you see, these black lines previously on the left-hand side, they're all due to the winter flu season. So you've got to remember that. All these deaths happening June, July, August. So there, in 2018, we had a big flu epidemic. Moving on to the right, you get another one. Then the next red one, the Christchurch massacre, which was in 2019 in March. But from that, you get a cluster in 2020, a whole bunch there. May have been another bad flu season. We don't know. But then from 2021, midway, you see a black line there appearing, and then it's like a flick of a switch. Suddenly, the black lines get closer together, and there's more of them. Very thick black lines there. So this one here, peak deaths with COVID, with or from COVID, but then the deaths from COVID, if you look at the Worldometer website, it correlates to that. That is the same time, and they say that over 60 people died with or from COVID. Then after that, it suddenly drops off. So after that, you only get a couple of people a day dying with or from COVID. So if you go back to the chart there, in that case, you would expect to see the black lines disappear because no one's dying from COVID anymore, right? But you're not. You're absolutely not. You're seeing the black lines. There are more people dying than ever before. These are the biggest number of deaths we've seen in history of New Zealand. The death rate has gone up 6%, 8% year on year. Even after COVID wasn't a thing, the death rate is still going up. And that's illustrated here by these black lines, which are still going on.
So for radio listeners, there's occasional black lines, some deaths, and then the shot start, it's just solid black, basically. Now, we have numbers all over the world. We already know this. I've been showing you these numbers for 3 years. In every major country, in small countries, Morocco and Canada. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So, I'm going to shift gears out of this, but I want to just say his name again and put the shot of him in court this morning. For all those that said this wasn't true, on Thursday and Friday, it's not real. No, he's been arrested. And they don't want bail for a guy that release data without names. He's a hero. His name is Barry Young. Barry Young. And they've arrested other people that were working with him and are trying to arrest the journalists and lawyers to send a message to you. We're going to put in your bodies what we want, when we want. We're going to block therapeutics. We're going to release viruses on you. And we're going to kill you. And you're going to take it. They've committed massive crimes. They have nothing to lose. But I want all our enemies to tune in who think you're part of the establishment, who think you're on the winning team. You're going to be destroyed by the inflation and the crime and the deadly shots and the GMO and the 5G and all of it. This is a diabolical globalist depopulation death cult. We're going to cover next hour. Headed up by Klaus Schwab and King Charles and Bill Gates and the rest of this trash. But their house of cards, just like it did with Hitler, and the old Soviet Union, is coming down. And every other tyranny and their master plan, when they always think they're invincible. I'm going to hit that. Bill Gates and others are trying to bring out something even worse than the mRNA vaccine, a DNA gene therapy vaccine. Attorney General Ken Paxton sues Pfizer for misrepresenting COVID-19 vaccine efficacy, conspiring to censor public discourse. They tried to put him in jail. It was a terror attack in Paris. Man who carried out terror attack in Paris last night was known to French authorities, screaming Allah Akbar, stabbing children, because they can't fight back, their favorite thing. Also, Yemeni's rebels, backed by Iran, have attacked U.S. ships and British ships. And they have their own website on Twitter bragging about it, which, okay, let them be heard so we can see what they're doing. But I'm still banned. Remember that. Am I launching missiles and actually hijacking vessels as they just did? An Israeli vessel last week, stealing it? Never heard what happened to it, did you? No. I did nothing but expose these murderers, so I'm still banned all over the place. That's why you're the emissaries, you're the ambassadors, you are the people that tune in, that are able to get the clips and share the articles on your email list, your text messages, in person, to strangers, to people you know. You're the only way this information gets out. The Quds Force of Iran, their global terror network, they got a lot of people here and in Europe, have a website, and they show their terror attacks and are proud of it. Firing missiles at ships, running big demonstrations. They work with Harvard, calling for all Jews to be killed. You can say, well, I don't like Israel. The point is the same globalists are running both groups. All right, we're going to go to break here in a minute and a half. Please remember, we're funded by you, not by George Soros. Incredible products. The strongest, best, cleanest, most amazing brain boost that lasts 10 hours. This is the King Kong Godzilla. They're all different. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus are different. One lasts 4 hours, one lasts 3 hours. They're amazing. This one lasts 10 hours and is so powerful, I don't take it. But it doesn't have a big letdown. The others have no letdown. But I can't take this. That's how powerful it is. Turbo Force, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted. We have store-wide free shipping running for just a little while longer, part of Cyber Week, extension of Black Friday, double Patriot points, it's 10% off your next order. Sign up for auto ships, so we hold product back for you so it never sells out. An additional 10% off on that. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force is back. It's amazing. Upwards of 60% off on things like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. X2 is going to sell out. I wish we got a bigger shipment out for a year. Nobody else has got it. It's selling out. InfoWarsStore.com. The HGH Max Boost and the other InfoWars Platinum products are discounted. HGH Max Boost is about to sell out. I don't even know if I'll even have it back in because things are so crazy here. Get a copy of my book. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser, and I thank you especially for that. Or get an unsigned copy. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action. Stand with myself and the whistleblowers. We can win this, but we need your support. We're all in it together. InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two is going to be jam-packed. Stay with us. Tell everybody tune in now. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look, I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking to die. But I can't be a coward. I can't mince words or engage in half measures. Gotta tell the truth. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I have openly pointed out that our goal is to bring these criminals to justice with Nuremberg 2. They have to know we know. Not enough to fire the executives or remove these people. They even had that in their war games. That's their plan. No, they got to go to prison, bare minimum. And I'll give Bill Gates and others, you know, his wife's left him, you name it, a chance out like Napoleon. We'll send you to an island if you come clean now. Here's a breakdown. They committed these crimes, and all the other tyrants and all the other would-be psychos and mad scientists need to see them jerking at the end of a rope for the millions they killed so they understand we won't tolerate this behavior in the future because humans come first. This is our planet. We value ourselves, and we're going to go interstellar, and you're not going to stop us. And we are a pro-human, human supremacist movement that wants to empower the species. And the globalists are doing nothing but destroying our species. This is a epic moment to be alive. And the globalists admit that what they count on is the general public having a low attention span and a goldfish's memory. Should we forget about the last crime they committed and then the next crime and the next crime and the next thing and the next war and the next fraud and the next scandal until we just become acclimated and accepted? And the answer is no, I don't accept it. I see the trajectory that you're taking us on, and we refuse to go there. We refuse to be part of this. We say no. And I'm not somebody that loves death. I don't take any pleasure in that. But they need to be executed. And you know they do. You know they need to be executed. Don't truck bomb them. Don't shoot them. Don't harm a hair on their head. Because the media will spin it and it'll be turned against us. No, we just get our people elected. We take control of the institutions. Might take 5 years. Might take 10. And we just blow the whistle on them and we beaver away. And we don't buy anything they say. And we build our own communities. And then we start indicting them. And they start singing like canaries once we control the Justice Departments of the world. And we let the people that blow the whistle just get 10 years in prison. And then the kingpins get marched up on a public platform on international television. And we put a rope around their neck. And we pull the lever and we break their neck in front of billions of people. That's what happens when you kill children and innocent people. That's what happens when tens of millions of children now have heart attacks and myocarditis and they have TV ads going, it's normal for babies to have heart attacks. Get used to it. Defibrillators in school. It's normal. Everybody's got heart attacks now. No, that's not normal. A little kid having a heart attack and dying or living 10 years after they're given the shot with excruciating heart swelling and they finally die. You know, in the numbers, half the people that have this myocarditis will be dead. Top experts agree within 5 to 10 years. They killed us. They murdered our people, and they're just getting started. They did this as a test to see if they could manage it and get away with it, and the people would buy it. Remember, the UN won't give any migrants the shot. They said, oh, it's too dangerous. And we're just going to sit here while these creeps are still in power? No, we got to get them. And you watch. You don't believe it because you're so arrogant. But one day, sooner than you think, you're going to be up on international television with that big cheering crowd right there because you were anti-human and you're so into death and you decide who lives and dies and you're going to depopulate us and you're going to kill us and you're going to get what you tried to make us live through, which you did kill many people. Just like those Nazis at Nuremberg, you're going to get that neck snapped real good and clean. Nothing cruel and unusual about it, but you're going to die on international TV, crapping your pants, jerking at the end of a rope. Legally and lawfully, take over the system, and then they got to be executed. And look, that's the kind of thing that makes them come after me, say, no, I'm a very serious person. It's the kind of thing that get me killed. But it doesn't matter. It needs to be said. They murdered 20 million people. They need to die.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're doing on air tonight what the social engineers, the arrogant Henry Kissingers and Zbigniew Brzezinskis and Lord Rothschilds and David Rockefellers and Klaus Schwabs and Bill Gates thought we wouldn't do. We've organized. We've set up infrastructures. We've gone through hell and been attacked, but we haven't given up, because we know there's not just evil in the universe. There's good. And there's a lot more good in the universe than evil. But as Thomas Jefferson said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, we're not going to do nothing. We're going to do a lot. And we've done a lot together. We've changed the world. This broadcast, our guest, our crew, our reporters, we are writing the talking points based on the truth worldwide. We are the center of the fight, the fulcrum established by God in his eternal will to be here at this time. As the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. I forget what Bible verse that is. Guys, pull up the "When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it." Now, I told you on October 7th that Iran was running the attack on Israel. And, of course, that all came out. And I even had people close to me go, no, they say it's Hamas. And I said, it's Iran. And I went on and I said, and they had some secret deal with the globalist because of all that massive money they sent them right before. You don't have to even be smart to see that. And what was declassified 2 weeks ago in Israel and all over the Israeli news? The military knew 1 year before of the exact attack plan, including the targets. You're like, what, is Israel working with Hamas? Israel's a group of people. It's like saying, is Obama a Chinese agent? Yes, or we know. But this was a setup, a segue from the failure of NATO in Ukraine into the new Middle Eastern wars. They're now saying it's going to last a decade. I've got documents there. It's their new money laundering operation. So the Palestinians are the target. The Jews are the target. We're all the target. Did the Jews get a pass with the government with the poison shots? No, they were hit some of the worst over there. And I'm not lionizing the Jews and an apologist. It's the reality. So you need to understand that. It's Isaiah 5:9-19. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That's us, folks. We are the standard of the Lord. Imperfect as we are, we know we're sinners and fallen, but we want to follow God, and we got courage. And we'll say the things nobody else will say. And the only reason I'm still alive, I get this question so often on the street. Why are you still alive? Because there's not just evil in the universe. And because I'm protected, as long as God wants me to still be here, I will be protected. People ask me, I was out at the park today. Got asked twice, why don't you have security? I was like, A, I don't have the money. Got it here at the office. But I said, B, I'm not worried about that. I've got God. One man said, well, what do you mean? I mean, and I said, if God wants me to get killed, that's God's business, and I'm not going to blame God. I've said the selfish prayer to protect my children. I've said almost like some trade-off, but it's not like that. But God will provide. And I signed on to this mission. I was literally approached by the Holy Spirit. Years into my operations and literally baptized in fire. And three times in my life, I've crossed a spiritual Rubicon. And I've just in the last week passed the fourth line. And the knowledge, the brain boost has just been astronomical. But it's hard to even interpret it all and focus it through this rose-colored darkly. But it's just amazing. I'm where I want to be. You know, they always say about soldiers and Marines and sailors and flyers that die, they'll say at their funeral, he was where he wanted to be. And that's it. I asked for this. So they kill me or put me in prison. Please don't let that be a victory in your mind for the enemy. It's a victory for us, folks. To stay the course. To go to the tribulations. You know, I was watching Nixon's farewell, goodbye. He was certainly not perfect, but he was pro-America, so they got rid of him. And he said, you know, you don't, if you've not been in the valley, you don't know the spectacular views of the top of the mountain. And I don't even want to be at the top of the mountain. The valley's pretty beautiful, actually. I want to be down here with the people and the fight, the blood and the guts, the tears. So before I plow back into this news, this is all a big test, and we all know that. And it's a real pleasure to be associated with this great audience of activists and this crew and all of you and what we've done together. We've already changed the world. We've already done devastating attacks on the enemy. But we didn't do that because we hated the enemy. We did it because we love the people. I forget who said it. Crew can look this up. We don't fight because we hate those that are in front of us. We don't fight because we hate those in front of us. We fight because we love those that are behind us. And as a man, I can't hold back 1% in this fight. Even though I can see the metaphysical lines I'm crossing. Because that's my job. And I'm not going to stand down when I have been so blessed and so honored to know all of you and to be in this fight. But the enemy is planning some really horrible stuff. Stock market crashes, power outages, giant terror attacks, race war, new bioweapons to be released. It was G.K. Chesterton, or is that C.K.? I can't read this cursive. The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. If you're fighting people because you hate them, folks, you shouldn't be in the fight. The enemy only wins when you hate them. Richard Nixon said that, too, in his farewell speech. It's true. It gives them a power when you hate them. I feel sorry for them. When I see my enemies and I've got to be around them, I look at how stunted spiritually they are, how wicked they physically look, and how weak they are. And I know they're slaves, and I feel sorry for them. Because we are eternal beings. And they're going to have to pay for what they've done. And so they shouldn't fear the system on this planet. And all this wonderment around us. They should fear failing the test. Because you fail this test, you get cut off from eternity and God. And isolated and locked in a box with all of your evil. to spend eternity with yourself instead of eternity with all the good souls and all the honorable people and all the amazing intellects and all the incredible leaders and just the average people that did what was right, a sea of tranquility, a sea of completion, an ocean of absolute victory, indescribable in words. But I'm going to stop preaching. When we return, the enemy's plan to kill at least 7 billion people through energy cuts and starvation, and even the head of the event has now come out and said that. Yes, it's time to make a choice. Join us or join Satan. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. And I need to plug here because we've got Cyber Week going, fraud free shipping, double Patriot points, X2, the only deep earth crystal iodine. It absorbs straight into your body. Nobody else has got it. It's back in stock. Folks, everybody needs to get that. My new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed copy. That's a fundraiser. Keeps us on air. I want to thank those that have done it. I want to tell folks that have it, please get a signed copy or an unsigned copy. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We cannot do this without you. Plus, these are game-changing products, up to 60% off right now. Biggest sell of the year. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force and Brain Force, two different great nootropics, brain boosters, are both 60% off. There's so many other specials right now. But X2 is back, but it's selling out fast. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. More critical intel straight ahead. Stay with us. Supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. And InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have store-wide free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points. And we have so many great products back in stock, like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want all the listeners, including all the new listeners, to listen to me very, very carefully. I have more than 15 clips. I'm going to try to get to most of them. And if I don't get to all of them, I'll cover it tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. Central. But you have to understand, we have actuaries. We have mathematical computations of the energy it takes to run the planet. We have plenty of it. It's from the Earth. It's good for the planet. It creates a better, thicker atmosphere. Our atmosphere has gotten very thin. Scientists believe that Mars once had an atmosphere but didn't have big enough gravitational field, and so once it was no longer volcanic and it cooled down and the volcanoes were not putting off all the gases that helped create an atmosphere, it lost its oceans and lost its atmosphere. It's got a sea under it. It's got a north pole and a south pole of ice. But Mars no longer has life on its surface. We know that. Maybe it never did, but it did have water, and it was warmer. They've sent the probes. They've checked it. But they don't deny that. So 0.04% of our atmosphere is carbon dioxide. If it left, we'd all life on Earth would die. And they want to cut that. If you double or triple CO2, massive increase in plants. They grow faster. They need a lot less water. It's the answer to everything. And so King Charles, whose dad was a eugenicist and wants to depopulate the world, with the World Wildlife Fund, and his cousin, Prince Bernhard, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, was a Nazi in World War II with Klaus Schwab's dad. They said they want to come back as a virus and be reincarnated to kill 90% of the world's population. And so once you realize that they really think we're all a bunch of useless eaters and need to be depopulated, it all makes sense. So before I get to the new King Charles clips at this big UN world government summit they're having right now, before I get to COP28, I'm going to play a clip of Greenpeace co-founder Dr. Patrick Moore, who didn't want to kill the species and didn't want toxic waste and didn't want to cut down the rainforest. I totally agree. I'm a conservationist. He says the new Green Deal is a recipe for mass suicide. Why would anyone vote for something that is going to result in the death of nearly all humans on Earth? Yeah, the conservative numbers are half. Most numbers are 80% or more. And he goes on to say would basically begin a process of cannibalization amongst human species because the food cannot be delivered to the stores in the middle of the cities anymore. Now, that's what all the math shows. And out of that crisis, they'll bring in a total tyranny and get the haves to sign up against the have-nots to go along with their extermination. This is all a State Department memorandum, 200 by Henry Kissinger. Got clips of that coming up and Kissinger being confronted a decade ago by the great Luke Radowski. It's all coming up today. I'll get as much as I can, but let's first go to this clip. And it's not just the founder of Greenpeace. It's now the president of COP28 has gone public. I'll read his quotes in a moment. Here's the clip.
Well, it's a recipe for mass suicide. It's just quite amazing that someone that is in government, actually elected to the government of the United States of America, would propose that we eliminate all fossil fuels in 12 years. This would basically result, if we did it on a global level, it would result in the decimation of the human population from 7-odd billion down to who knows how few people. I mean, it would basically begin a process of cannibalization amongst the human species because the food could not be delivered to the stores in the middle of the cities anymore. How would this, even just that one point, The point that bothers me the most is if you eliminated fossil fuels, every tree in the world would be cut for fuel. There's no other source of heating and cooking once you eliminate fossil fuels. You can use animal dung if there were any animals left, but the animals would all die too because, well, first off, they would all get eaten, and any that survived would be have to go wild because there'd be nobody left to look after them. I mean, it's the most ridiculous scenario I've ever heard. I mean, there's the others, the social aspects too. Paying people a wage who are unwilling to work. I can't believe that anybody would write that in a proposal for law in the United States of America. It's just unbelievable. So we have a situation where something completely preposterous is being backed by a large number of Democratic congressional elected representatives in the United States of America, and this is actually going to put Trump right over the top. I cannot see how this can possibly be negative for him. It can only be positive because people recognize when something is preposterous. And I think that's the best word for it. Well, the best word for it is actually mass suicidal. But why would anyone vote for something that was going to result in the death of nearly all humans on Earth? Well, I don't know what to suggest other than not to vote for anybody who supports the Green New Deal, so-called. It's unbelievable that, I mean, I guess many people who are in the middle of Manhattan and have maybe ever never been on the other side of the Hudson River can have these ideas in their head somehow. How do they get these ideas in their head that we could eliminate fossil fuels? Or is it just fake? Are they just faking in order to... Do they really think that a lot of people will support that? That a lot of people will think, oh no, I don't really need my car for the next 10 years. You know, I don't need to have fossil fuels. I don't need to heat my house. I don't need electricity. Where are these fast trains that she's proposing to replace airplanes going to get their electricity? Does she think that you just have to hook them up to the wires that are hanging in the air? Doesn't she know that you have to first put electricity into the wires? You know, so it's nuts.
But it's extermination. It's depopulation. I'll show the memorandum where they planned it all coming up. Pull up memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger. So it's a plan. They did it in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, Rio de Janeiro. It was Agenda 21, and now it's Agenda 2030. And they said a post-industrial world to depopulate at least 80%. That's on the Georgia Guidestones for somebody to blow them up. So that's the reality. And I sit here and I tell people, you understand it takes more carbon to build a windmill than it will ever produce. Look it up. It takes more carbon to create an electric car and its batteries than it will ever drive. It's all a lie. And the oil's not going away. Old oil wells, in every case, basically fill back up. The natural gas comes back. The earth is full of it. But it's not from dead dinosaurs, folks. It's from the founding of the planet. And when the planet had volcanoes and all this, that's when there was all this gas and all this life to live. We're not one-tenth as volcanic as we were a billion years ago. Look it up. All these mountains and cinder cones you see everywhere, all these 99% of volcanoes are extinct or dormant. There used to be volcanoes everywhere. Spewing gas into the air. They say, oh, we're going to tax cows. They fart. You fart. Methane holds the heat in. You want to hold the heat in. You want a hot planet. It's all crap. They told you everything would be flooded by 2007. Remember? We got King Charles when we come back. I'm going to get into Henry Kissinger and more straight ahead. But we're not just saying it's going to kill billions of people. It's already doing it. And those that survive, the military-age men, are organized by the UN to then flood us with replacement migration. It's a takeover plan. We'll be back.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world, Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are on the march.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, Henry Kissinger's been a rock star with the New World Order. Yeah, Rob, read that document. Because he got it in U.S. law in 74, really in 72, but sound the document in 74, to carry out a global depopulation plan and to cut off the resources and sterilize us with shots and chemicals in the food and water. Here's an overhead shot of it, April 24th, 1974. Look it up for yourself. It's mainstream news. No one denies it. National Security Council, Washington, D.C. Document 20506, or is that the zip code? But you can go read it for yourself. Declassified in 1991. So, this is the official plan. They don't want you just wandering around going to the beach or, you know, going to play tennis or going to church. You're useless. They've got robots for that. They want you gone. So just admit that's the policy. We can organize and stop this together. We got to have a human union. They got unions for jobs. How about unions for life? We got to get serious. I want to get some to Prince Charles in this whole event, the president of it going public saying this is all a lie. It's really blown up in their face, folks. Humanity doesn't want to fail. We want to win. But here's Luke Radowski first, over a decade ago, confronting Henry Kissinger.
Hello, doctor. Mr. Kissinger, what are you going to be doing at Bilderberg this year in Switzerland?
What am I going to do in
Bilderberg? Bilderberg, yeah, in Switzerland this year.
Bilderberg.
What happens there?
Well, it's a discussion of various topics.
Mr. Kissinger, we're going to do this way.
Your insight gives a lot to think about. Thank you so much, Dr. Kissinger.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Good to see you.
They got to go out.
Can you expand on your quote when you said military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy?
I never said that.
Bob Woodward said you said that.
Oh, Bob Woodward never told.
Nancy, which way do you want
he's
to go?
He's the guy who covered Watergate. He's a trusted journalist.
It doesn't.
You never said that? Your greatest accomplishments have caused a lot of human suffering.
Please, sir.
Do you have any regret or remorse for the human suffering, Mr. Kissinger, that you caused millions of people in Chile and Argentina and East Timor? Mr. Kissinger, I know you're not going to respond, but I don't want your New World Order, and you won't have one, Mr. Kissinger. National sovereignty will prevail, freedom will reign, nation states will survive, sir, and you will not have your New World Order, your eugenics, because we are changed and we are taking this generation back, sir.
There's an even better Luke clip where he's like, get away from me, you screw off, bum off, and like, Senator Rockefeller, like, you got a lot of nerve, kid. You better watch it. You're in a lot of danger. So this investigative reporter, a lady, I'll put the clip on the screen. I agree with her analysis of what's in Memorandum 200 and what it deals with. Here's the clip of that.
Absolute dumpster. Have you asked yourself, why is the world an absolute dumpster fire right now? Like, is it social media? Is it, you know, TV? Why are we in such a mess today? And why are there so many stupid people, considering there's so much information out there, read that they can gather and that they can gather their thoughts with? Well, I went down that rabbit hole and I found mind control and when it started, and how we've been developing mind control to be specific to three categories that the entire world governments and three-letter agencies have pretty much placed us in. If you're wondering where I got this from, there's a report called the Henry Kissinger Report. Let me show you. It was basically written in 1974, and it is called the National Security Study Memorandum, or the NSSM 200. It started because the government was scared that we would have a population, you know, overflow, and that we would not have enough resources to keep the population asleep, and that they would turn on the government. So literally, population growth became a national security for the government. And so they deployed a bunch, and I mean a bunch of propaganda, whether it was MKUltra, whether it was media, MSM, propaganda, indoctrination in schools, universities, high schools, you name it. Every single aspect of our life started to change so that we would fit into one of the three categories that they have us categorized now. And I wanted to show you guys a bell curve that I made that I got from the sources and pulled the information from, but I couldn't really find a bell curve of it. So I drew one for you, and I'll kind of explain what I've read in certain CIA papers. Let me show you. So out of a population in every country, so this is like an entire world population, you have truly asleep, truly awake, and then people in the middle. But let me tell you what they categorize us as. So you've got this group, which are the NPCs, and these 10% on each side are people who kind of take characteristics of both the sheeple and the awake, or the NPC and the sheeple. So you've got the NPCs, which the government calls useful idiots. Then you've got the middle group, the largest population, which is called the sheep or the sheeple. Then you have 20% goats. Now, if you've ever raised goats, you know why the CIA calls the awakened goats. And those of you who think that there is a truly an awakening happening, it's not. It's just that this 10% is getting louder. The sheep will always be sheep. And what's interesting about each group is it has nothing to do with your social status, religion, political status, or how much money you make, what your education level is. It has to do with IQ and how emotionally awake you are. And it's super interesting, and I'm thinking of doing an entire series of basically explaining to people how they're being targeted by the government for propaganda.
And that's dead on. So now let's get to King Charles, who flies around in jumbo jets as a private train, cut off the pensioners' gas allotment names so they freeze to death, so old people go ride the buses at night so they don't freeze to death in cold weather. I mean, this is a monstrous pig who's not even English in his bloodline. Nothing against people that aren't, but it's just they have a king that literally is like Transylvanian. Look it up, a Hungarian. I'm not joking. Look it up, folks. He's the House of Dracula. Direct line of Count Dracula. That's not a Bram Stoker movie or book. That's based on reality. Look it up, folks. I'm not joking. Just write that down. King Charles Dracula. It's quite the thing, quite the rabbit trail to go down here, the rabbit hole. But let's go ahead and go to clip 35. This is King Charles. How can those which have a perverse impact be eliminated? No, that's 36. King Charles III. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth. What he's saying here is King Charles is the earth. The globalists represent the control. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them, and you need to be gotten rid of. Here it is.
2050, our grandchildren won't be asking what we said. They will be living with the consequences of what we did or didn't do. So if we act together to safeguard our precious planet, the welfare of all our people will surely follow. And we need to remember, too, that the indigenous worldview teaches us that we are all connected, not only as human beings, but with all living things and all that sustains life. As part of this grand and sacred system, harmony with nature must be maintained. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth.
So, they're chemtrailing with aluminum dioxide all the world, killing the seeds, the plants, the trees, the insects dying. They've got the Hadron Collider, their own scientists are making blow the earth up in the tests they're doing. They're the ones releasing GMO. They're the ones with the 5G. They're the ones saying cut down trees, carbon's bad. Literally, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Just like I said, he's the line of Count Dracula. And the 16th there or 15th there, or I say they're calling for cutting down the trees. They own a huge factory, a $1 billion factory that cuts down trees, saying they're bad because they make oxygen. You cannot make this up. So everything he says is a giant lie, except we own the earth. You don't. It's ours. We are the guardians of the earth. He represents the earth while he's killing it, while he's creating this new abomination. Now here's King Charles III. How can those which have a perverse impact, those, that's us, all be eliminated with all due speed? Here it is.
How can we accelerate innovation and the deployment of renewable energy, of clean technology and other green alternatives to move decisively towards investment in this vital transition across all industries? And how can those which have a perverse impact be eliminated with all due speed?
Electric cars are way more toxic than gas cars, a bridge to nowhere. Windmills take more carbon to make than they ever produce energy, a bridge to nowhere. Coal is electric car food. This is their plan, ladies and gentlemen, while they all fly their own private jets from the snowstorms in Europe. So now let's go to clip 37. King Charles said the world was dreadfully far off track. And I agree with that. We'll cover that in a moment. Here it is.
I pray with all my heart that COP28 will be another critical turning point towards genuine transformational action at a time when already, as scientists have been warning for so long, we are seeing alarming tipping points being reached. Unless we rapidly repair and restore nature's unique economy based on harmony and balance, which is our ultimate sustainer, our own economy and survivability will be imperiled. It worries me greatly that we remain so dreadfully far off track, as the global stocktake report demonstrates so graphically.
All right, let me say the most important point yet. They're cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the fuel. They're releasing the viruses, not global warming. But they say, oh, the third world's collapsing. They're starving to death. Oh, the earth is doing it. Get rid of them. Ooh. When they have the biggest carbon footprint ever, it's all an excuse to create a global crisis that brings in their cashless society, their carbon credits, their social credit scores, their universal basic income, their forced injections, all of it. I have all the articles today on it. Just today it's all admitted. Every day it is. It's just everywhere. The future's not human. We're replacing everyone. That's what they say in their own documents. And they're selling you on creating this crisis where they manage the crisis to total control and total power. Here is King Charles addressing world leaders. As scientists have warned, we're seeing alarming tipping points. We already played part of this, but this is the full clip. Now listen, and I'm going to do a whole video on this week, next week. I say a whole video. It's exhausting. There's so many clips. It's like finding sand at the beach or trees in the forest or blue sky at high noon. I mean, it is everywhere. And they're just pushing this giant lie over and over again that they said first in the 70s and 80s, global cooling's going to kill us all. So we got to have controls. Then it's global warming. Then it's climate change, period. Because that, yeah, only steady thing is climate change. And they all buy houses right on the beach. Obama, King Charles, all of them. The levels haven't gone up. 2007, the ice capsule melt. Water goes up 3 feet. Didn't happen. 2017 is going to happen. And they're back saying, we've got to do it now. William Shatner says, we're all going to die. King Charles would say, we're all, cue that up from Friday's show or Thursday's show. We're all going to die if we don't give full control to them. Here's a clip.
Your Highness, Secretary General, Your Majesties, Your Royal Highnesses, Presidents, Prime Ministers, Ministers, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit pause. Back that up to start again. Your Royal Highnesses, Your Majesties. He addresses the globe. You have a horrible, evil, arcane royal. The most selfish, horrible person connected to all the pedophilia, his brother, Jimmy Savile, Jeffrey Epstein, all of it. And he's up there saying, Your Royal Highnesses and heads of state, we've got to cut the resources off now to save the earth. By the way, my hobby is depopulation like Bill Gates's. The people that say they want to kill you say they want to cut your energy to save you and cut the plant's energy off the fertilizer. Play the clip.
Your Highness, Secretary General, Your Majesties, Your Royal Highnesses, Presidents, Prime Ministers, Ministers, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Royal Highnesses.
I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for his warm invitation to speak to you at the opening of COP28. 8 years ago, I was most touched to be asked to speak at the opening of COP21 in Paris, which of course culminated in the Paris Agreement.
Ah.
A landmark moment of hope and optimism when nations put differences to one side for the common good.
The common good.
I pray with all my heart that COP28 will be another critical turning point towards genuine transformational action at a time when already, as scientists have been warning for so long, we are seeing alarming tipping points being reached. I've spent a large proportion of my life trying to warn of the existential threats facing us over global warming, over climate change and biodiversity loss. But I was not alone. For instance, Sheikh Mohammed Sheikh Zayed was advocating for clean energy at a time even before the United Arab Emirates as such came into being. All these decades later, and despite all the attention, there is 30% more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now than there was back then.
Oh, my God, it's 0.04. Good Lord, we're all dead. And a bunch of the Islamic Middle Eastern countries have gotten on board because they can shut down U.S. oil drilling. They can shut down coal we power stuff with because then that makes their oil more valuable. But now at the key point, the president of the event, COP28 president says there is no science behind demands to phase out fossil fuels. The London Guardian said the head of the event that they're praising, the president of COP28, Sultan Al Jaber, has claimed there is, quote, no science indicating that a phase out of fossil fuels is needed to restrict global heating to 1.5 Celsius, The Guardian and the Center for Climate Reporting can reveal. Al Jaber also said a phase out of fossil fuels would not allow sustainable development unless you want to take the world back to the caves, is a quote. Love a headshot, please. Here is the article for all of you. London Guardian. The comments were incredibly concerning and verging on climate denial. We don't deny there's a climate. We deny that you need full control, scientists said. And they were at odds with the position of the UN Secretary General. Oh, no. Not that. More than 100 countries already support a phase-out of fossil fuels, and whether the final COP28 agreement calls for this or uses weaker language such as phase out. Meanwhile, India, China, Mexico, and 164 other nations are making zero cuts of carbon. They're accelerating it. But see, Prince Charles and Bill Gates, the globalists, are heavily invested in those nations and control the import of goods from there. So they don't want us to have energy because there is a competition system still in Europe and the United States and other areas of the West. And so they don't want Western developers and manufacturers having access to cheap energy. By not allowing cheap energy in the West, they ensure that only the development can happen in totalitarian states like communist China they control. You see, King Charles, I can talk in your affected accent as well. Continuing, private jets headed to global warming conference literally frozen on the runways. Biden climate czar John Kerry vows, while flying on a private jet, to shut down coal plants in the U.S. to fight global warming. Please get the clip of Joe Biden ready. Remember, Obama, when running for president, 2008, said, you can build a coal plant, but we will bankrupt you. Over 80% of U.S. energy was produced by coal then. Our energy has more than tripled in prices since then. They're shutting down even hydroelectric dams, no new nuclear power plants. And even top scientists admit electric cars will break the back of the system, which is all part of the planet plan. But don't worry, Pope Francis calls for elimination of fossil fuels in historic speech at the UN Climate Conference. Of course he did. Billions in U.S. funding hasn't convinced developing world to ditch coal because they don't need to. Surging U.S. oil production brings down prices and raises climate fears. And it just goes on from there. Here's a clip of Joe Biden. Everyone focuses on the loss of jobs at coal plants or coal mining. That is 1% in a major study of the problem or less. The problem is they don't have the generating power to produce even current levels if they shut down even a few more, which is happening. They shut three this month in Texas, including the largest in East Texas. supplying Dallas and Houston with their power. There is no replacement. Here it is.
I was in Massachusetts about a month ago on the site of the largest old coal plant in America. Guess what? It costs them too much money. They can't count. No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of the
world. Yeah, because you put giant taxes and regulations on it. Hit pause. Back it up. Because they put a giant fine on any power produced by it. You can build a coal power plant, but we'll bankrupt. Remember Obama? Finish up.
I was in Massachusetts about a month ago on the site of the largest old coal plant in America. Guess what? It costs them too much money. They can't count. No one's building new coal plants because they can't rely on it, even if they have all the coal guaranteed for the rest of the existence of the plant. So it's going to become a wind generation. And all they're doing is going to save them a hell of a lot of money and using the same transmission line they transmitted the coal-fired electric on.
But the wind isn't reliable and can't produce 10% of what they want, and the whole damn state was that. It's all a lie. Chase Geisler is set to take over here in about 6-7 minutes. They shipped your jobs to China. Now they're cutting off the final thing, your cheap energy. And if you put up with it, you deserve what you get, but you're not going to. But half the Republicans are on the payroll of this as well. And all over the country, liberal cities are banning fireplaces, and now they're banning gas stoves. You know what they're doing. Come on, people. And I could be shut down. I need your funding to stay on air, plus I've got products you need. Finally back in stock. The ultimate 10 hours of clean energy. TurboForce is back in stock. It is the very best product out there. InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping. We have double Patriot points. We have X2 back in stock. We have so many great products, up to 60% off on best-selling products like BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus. They're all three great nootropics. TurboForce back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Are you with me to stop them, or are you going to roll over and die? We're electing populists everywhere, anti-globalists. We're winning. The head of this big globalist meeting came out against him. There, Elon Musk is going after him. We're going to win, but now we're at the critical juncture. So share the links to the live show. Share the links. Take clips out. I see who you are. Keep doing it. Please. And get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Store-wide free shipping right now. Great products on sale. So many products selling out. Finally, X2 back in stock. Finally, TurboForce back in stock. Get X2. Get TurboForce. You won't be disappointed. DNA Force selling out, still 40% off. Vasobeats back in stock, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best colloidal silver. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million at a really low price. We got products you need, and it keeps us on air. The only way we fail is you sitting there and not taking action. We've delivered, but we need you to stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Chase Geisler takes over in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Vasobeats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller
that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission,